All right, everyone, welcome to the Mexican in Finland podcast. This is your host, Sal Esparza, who has no idea what the hell he's doing, but hey, always wanted to do this. And I am joined by my lovely guest star today, Miss Alyssa.
Lawless,
as we like to call her. Don't mind us as we pour ourselves some drinks, as you can probably hear, maybe. So, I've always wanted to do a podcast, just because I enjoy talking, and you know, that is just reason for starting a podcast. But since moving out here, I've been trying to find fun ways to share what I'm up to, or what I'm thinking, and having a podcast means I can probably share some of those things more quickly and probably talk about more of the mundane things that happen in my day-to-day life. And that is why Alyssa's joining me today. We just got finished watching RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10, last night's episode. Good times, good times.
The Rusical.
Yes, unfortunately, spoilers to everyone, my girl is officially gone.
No.
The Vixen.
R.I.P. the Vixen.
R.I.P. But it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Cher has, you know, Chad Michaels written all over it.
And honestly, I think Cameron deserved to win in the end.
Yeah, she hasn't really been doing, like,
anything.
A whole lot this season.
Anything at all.
Kind of been floating.
Yeah. Has she even... She hasn't been in the bottom, but she hasn't been in the top. She's been safe every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice to see her shine just once.
Yeah. To quote one of my, like, to reference another one of my favorite reality shows, Big Brother, floaters, grab a life vest. She's been a total floater this season, but
yeah,
she came through tonight.
She did come through. Come through, Mama.
Come through, Mama.
But yeah, I think that she'll go right back to the bottom next week. I'm kind of expecting it.
Probably. But, like, let's talk about Vixen's runway outfit.
It was flawless.
Gorgeous.
Although Michelle read her on the runway, she was like, this isn't my favorite look.
Okay, Michelle just, like, needs to be the bitch and is, like, looking for something to say.
She was hating.
She is totally hating. She's spiteful.
She is spiteful. I made my drink too strong.
I think mine's too light. Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Pass the rum.
Pass.
It is a lovely Friday night in Helsinki, and we are indoors drinking rum.
But even a nice night in Helsinki, it still only ends up being like 60 degrees.
Right.
So
true.
So you can't really say it's a beautiful night because it's not like you're going to walk out and be like, ooh, 70s, nice and balmy. I've never experienced a balmy day in Helsinki.
Right.
Oh my god, we're talking about weather.
We are talking about weather. But that's like, it's, yeah, like, you know, my folks back home don't know what life is like out here.
We did list that as our topics.
Yeah, it's like finally, like, I'm not wearing jackets, like thick jackets anymore.
That's true. I ditched my winter jacket, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
I don't know. This keeps making noise.
Oh, we gotta move that.
Yeah, I'm making, you know, it's a distraction from our very serious business. But yeah, no, I am really curious to see how next week's gonna go.
Yeah, honestly, I was really disappointed in Asia this episode too. I've been disappointed in Asia for the last 3 episodes, I feel like.
Right.
She just hasn't come through.
No, but Eureka, who, like, I low-key hated last season. I kind of came into the season being like, oh, I hope she goes home, like, early. I don't like her attitude. But, like, they're painting her in a different light this season. And I actually am digging where her, like, character growth is going.
In general, she has come out and been very strong. So, not only in her looks, but in her presentation, that she's come out really being confident. And they've had a lot of acting challenges this season, and that has helped her quite a bit because she's clearly an actress.
Right.
And you don't really see that necessarily in the other girls.
The baby, like, outfit and acting getup when they were doing the, like, Maury-esque talk show.
Yeah.
killed me. That shit was so funny.
It was. And she just owned it. Like, she just did not hold back whatsoever. And it honestly annoyed all of the other girls, but she was the best. So it was whatever.
Because she is what?
Sickening.
Oh.
She could get a sugar daddy.
She could. Mimi, I'm first camp, though.
Because she is not that kind of girl.
She is not that kind of girl. And neither am I. Actually, no. Take that back.
Can you have a sugar daddy, please?
If there are any sugar daddy, potential sugar daddies out there listening to this in the void, call me.
You're
going to
leave your finish number?
Call me at +358.
Oh. Except I'm like, not at 11 p.m. because I'm going to be sleeping.
Right. No, like, I am a young professional. And my weekly bedtime is 10 p.m. But on the weekends, catch me at the club
until 4 a.m. So no texting me at 2 a.m. and then being pissed when I don't respond by 6 a.m.
Oh my god. The neediest.
Oh my god.
The neediest.
Is that the Spanish lawyer?
Yeah, the Spanish lawyer from Latvia. Okay. Spanish law student in Poland. Who just happened to be in Latvia when we were there. But he saved me from the crazy Latvian guy who was like total Trump supporter at a gay club of all places who just like was not getting it. I was like, dude, first generation Mexican-American gay man in the States? You're not really gonna win me over to your side, bro. I don't care if you gave me a cigarette.
Trump is not my favorite topic.
Very true. But somebody else had fun that night.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. My partner in crime.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. The Spanish lawyer, how long did he even last?
I think we talked for, like, a month, probably. Because I was telling him, I was like, I could go to Poland, like, if you want to hang out. I was like, if we're, like, actually...
Was he in Krakow?
He was not. He was
in.
Say Krakow again. Did I just snort?
Yes, you did. Say Krakow again.
I want to be a crack whore in a crack house in Krakow.
Say Krakow again.
Say Krakow. Yeah, no, I was like offering to be like, okay, like we like chatted that night. It was really nice. And it was like a very like, oh yeah, we're like both like Spanish speakers in this like. City that, like, who knew we would bump into each other?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, cool. It was nice. We were, like, talking. It wasn't just, like, a purely, like, hey, met at the club. Like,
what you doing? You up?
Yeah, you up text? Like, we were, like, actually talking. I can't even remember what his excuses were at this point. But he was just like, oh, like, my situation's, like, a little rough right now. I think he was, like, just getting adjusted. And I think there was, like, some money stuff at play.
Mm.
But he was just like, I just... Because he wanted to meet me in Warsaw. Was his plan. But, yeah. So, he was like, I wouldn't be able to make it happen. But he was very needy. He was so needy.
The neediest. How old was he? Was he, like, 22?
Yeah. He was a little younger.
That's still no excuse.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I was that needy at 22.
You like to think that.
I would like to think that. I mean, I am a pretty needy individual, but, like, I don't like that behavior in others.
Yes. Yeah. You don't need someone to text you between the hours of 2 and 4.
Yeah, and they get mad if I haven't responded by 6 a.m. Like, dude, I am a professional man.
Yeah, lower your expectations.
Lower your expectations.
So any future sugar daddies for sale, lower your expectations.
Yeah, like, honey, I'll be there, like, from the hours of, like, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. because a bitch got to go to her personal training after work, you know? So I'll give you, like, a whole good 3 hours, but, like, maybe only every couple of days.
You know what? You just need to put together the, like, ad for... what you need in a man, and it's just 3 hours a week.
Right?
Come and clean my apartment, make me dinner, yes. And prep my food for the week, and yes. Yeah.
I'll call you wifey, I'll introduce you to my friends. We can go travel places.
Exactly.
Take, like, cute pics in front of, like, the Eiffel Tower. Kind of like what we did.
30 they're not allowed to do the same moves.
They're not. Alyssa and I do number, what is it, number 16?
Number 17.
Number 17.
Number 17.
The spread eagle. Everywhere we go. In front of some monument in our cities. Alyssa has been my fave travel partner ever since we linked up.
We travel well together.
We do. I want to say like day one bestie, but I feel like we didn't really start talking until like...
February.
Was that it?
February 2017.
Okay. So there was like a whole two like dark months of my life that I choose not to remember when I first moved out here. That Alyssa and I were hanging out. We like chatted once. We bonded over being punk rock cool kids when we were youths.
We did. We did bond over that. I feel like, what did we bond? Was it Panic at the Disco?
I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
It sounds like me too. I definitely still have a photo of me on Facebook in my old profile pictures of me wearing a Panic at the Disco shirt. And looking emo as hell.
I love it.
Yeah, that's something that will just never die on my face.
Yeah, I mean, we'll always have the memory of Mulan and Linkin Park.
Oh, that was so sweet. And I still can't believe that it was right before Chester killed himself.
I know. That was a shock. I mean, for me, like, going to that concert was like a dream come true. Just having listened to them my whole life. And I actually didn't start going to concerts until... much later in life. My first, like, concert that I attended was my junior year of college. I, like, went to Mumford & Sons with my friend Jen in Boston, and that was my first concert.
That's a good concert experience to start on, though. Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
Were they amazing?
Phenomenal. The Babel album, that will, however you pronounce it.
When saw them live, don't know how to pronounce the album.
Don't know how to pronounce the name. It was when that album dropped, and oh my god, like, the screens were just showing, like, the lead singer, like, covered in sweat as they were, like, stomping their feet and going, oh, it was life-changing.
It sounds amazing.
It was so good. But, like, ever since that, I was just, like, because my entire life up until that point, I had just gone to see plays.
Yeah.
That was what I did. So, like, I'd seen a lot of theater by the time I was 21, but not much live music.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I like really got into it, I was like, "Oh, Linkin Park is like the dream." And you
and it was the dream. It was the dream.
Yeah, and you made that come true.
I did. As soon as you mentioned it, I was just like, "I have to figure this out. I'll figure out the Airbnb. I'll figure out the flights. I'll figure out how we get from the Airbnb to the concert and everything." It worked.
I screenshotted a Facebook event of this girl as a joke, and I was like, oh my god, look, Linkin Park! Mind you, Sum 41 and Blink 182
oh, yes.
Also
oh,
there.
Yeah, no.
And I sent the screenshot to Liz, and I was just like, oh my god, this would be so great. 2 days later, there's a calendar hold on my work calendars with the flights listed and the Airbnb and tickets are bought. And I was like, stop!
Yeah. One of my better moments with your friend.
It was, you changed my life.
I'm so glad that we could have that experience together.
Yeah.
And I cried over the tickets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We almost didn't get in.
We almost didn't get in. Because I even asked, like, I thought about it before we left. So we pre-gamed pretty hard in the Airbnb because the Airbnb host provided us drinks, which was lovely. Lovely Airbnb experience. Would definitely do again.
Cute Italian man.
Very cute. Who sort of spoke Spanish. Not really.
So cute.
But yeah, as we were leaving, I was thinking, I was like, oh, I wonder if I need my ID. Oh, I don't want to bring it because I don't want to lose it. Because I was so worried at that point because I was so drunk. I was like, I'm going to lose it. I don't want to lose anything while I'm here. So I'm just like, all right, fine. Not going to bring it.
Yeah.
And then we ended up waiting in the wrong line for like an hour in the blistering heat of Milan. And then got to the front of the line, and then they asked, where are your tickets? And we didn't have the tickets yet, so we had to go back to the will call line, sobering up at this point, but still not quite. And then they were like, oh yeah, where's your ID so you can pick up these tickets for will call? And yeah, I didn't have my ID. So instead of that, they asked if they could see my Facebook, and that would have my name on it. But because I was in the middle of my divorce process, I had changed my name so that my name on Facebook was my first and middle name and not my first and last name. And so I just cried like a little bitch and was just like, I'm going through a divorce. I can't have tickets.
And that woman just conceded in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Her heart broke. Like, you could just see in her eyes. She was like, oh no, this poor suffering American girl.
Who's so drunk?
She just wants to see this concert.
She just wants to see Linkin Park.
And she let us through. Ugh.
That was lovely.
It was so, I almost died of heat stroke, though.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It's the hottest mess. So, Alyssa, in an alternative universe, is a event planner for Milan.
I will plan their events for them. Yeah. We're going to separate where you buy water and where you buy soda.
Yeah.
And or beer, whatever it was. Either way, there was a clear line of people that were all just there for drinks. And everyone was buying all drinks, all sorts. And in general, there were just a bunch of really fucking dehydrated people that needed to drink some water. They needed their own separate line because they could just go to. And you just hand out water. Just constantly hand out water. That's all you needed to do.
Yeah.
But you can't, people can't work when they're trying to simultaneously pour 6 beers and get water and get Coke and get everything else.
That shit saves lives.
That shit saves lives. Yeah, I had to wait in that line like 3 times just to get water. It was terrible, and there was no organization whatsoever. There was no lines.
No.
I don't know why, but they do not know how to queue in Italy.
They do not. That was a struggle. I stood in line. I left Alyssa with some, was it Finnish guys?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
She met some Finnish guys, and I was like, I'm going to leave you to stay here because like your boy's about to pass out and needs to chug like 4 bottles of water. I stood in line for about an hour.
Yeah.
Mind you, we missed Sum 41 and Blink 182. They were playing at that time, but like I was standing in line trying to get water. And it just got to a point where I was either going to pass out or vomit. Like one of the two was going to happen. I was just crammed between people. And I was still maybe another good 45 minutes away from getting to the front where they would like give me water. I like stepped aside and I was like, Alyssa, like I cannot physically do this anymore, but I do need water. And she went out there and she got me water.
I did.
I like laid on the grass and was just trying very hard to focus on not passing
out. Yeah, I just left you there. I was like, please don't die while I'm gone. I will get you this water, but please don't die.
Oh, but then we got the water and it was just in time because we went, dug through the crowd, got to Linkin Park.
Perfect spot.
Oh.
It was wonderful. And the music was perfect. But honestly, the experience was definitely made up for just by how great Linkin Park actually sounded.
Yeah.
I feel like they really put on a good performance. It was totally worth it. It was just, it was a struggle.
It was a struggle, but we made it.
We did.
But speaking of amazing musical performances, my girl Alyssa and her upcoming events this year is going to shock the world of Finland with some phenomenal news. Or are we going to keep that secret?
We don't have to keep it secret. I mean, I think it's happening. I mean, I don't know, because Henry was the one who booked it.
So it's unofficially official.
It's unofficially official. I haven't seen anything, but honestly, if he showed me anything, it would all be in Finnish anyway, so I don't actually know what's going on.
Just have to believe it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, there's a conversation? Yeah, okay, that looks like a contract. All right, sure. I believe you. I don't know. I honestly, when I get married, I don't think I'm going to know anything because it's all going to be in Finnish. He tried to get me to look at the menu the other day. I was like, just read it to me. It's all in Finnish. Like,
Kana.
Yeah, just tell me what's on it. Like, I don't know. Which Kana? One do you want?
Liha?
Yeah. He was like, I don't even know what pastolia is. And I was like, neither do I. So why are we having this conversation?
They're like, Kasvis? Kana?
I was like, unless these are the basic Finnish words, but these are all like wedding foods, which are all specialty wedding foods in Finland and in Finnish. And I was just like, this doesn't help me.
It's a wedding eleganza extravaganza, however you say that in Finnish.
Probably eleganza extravaganza.
Eleganza extravaganza.
I don't know that changes in Finnish. But yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm hoping that the band shows up at this point.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
No, I'm sure. Because Henry knows what he's doing, you know?
He was drunk when he booked them, so.
Better yet.
It was like, okay, well, I'm just really wasted at this Helsinki bar, and the guitarist happens to be here. So I'll just ask him if, you know, he can fit us in within his actual busy gig schedule because they are a legitimate band in Finland.
Yeah. So I personally am like awful. I've only listened to like a little bit of Finnish music. My girl Alyssa here, though, very much more integrated into Finnish life and culture, mm-hmm. and is marrying herself a wonderful Finnish man. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it pulls up Spotify. Like, this is like a legit band, and their music, what she played for me, absolutely beautiful. It's got that little like acoustic pop flair that I absolutely love and die for. It's like what I listen to in Spanish music. Like yeah. Natalia Lafourcade, Mon Affair have very similar sounds, and I love it. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Can I be a drunk mess at your wedding?
Absolutely. I expect everyone to be a drunk mess at my wedding. It's a Finnish wedding. That's what they do.
Finnish people love their alcohol.
Oh, God, they do.
I love my alcohol.
Well, yeah, the typical Finnish thing to do is to take a trip to Tallinn, like about a week or two before the actual wedding, and take your car, and then literally just go on the ferry, and then go to the alco store on the ferry and fill up your car with beer, gin lawn drink, and alcohol for your wedding. That's how all the Finns do it. They're just like, yeah, we just went to Tallinn, picked up all of our booze for the entire wedding, like 100 or whatever, 200 cases of Karhu.
Yeah, of Karhu. My favorite. Although the Finns that I work with today were telling me that, like, the culture is changing because now the alcohol in Tallinn is getting more expensive. Mm. So people are starting to go to Latvia.
No. Let me just hop on this plane to Riga real quick.
Well, apparently now there's also, like, day cruises, like there is to Stockholm, to get you to Riga. Mm. So you can, like, get trashed on a 16, 14, 15-hour cruise to Riga. Sober up while you purchase your alcohol in Riga and load it back up on the cruise ship and run right back.
Oh, wow. We should do that.
I mean, I'm down to go to Riga again.
Latvias.
Like, we have gone on some, like, amazing trips, and I feel like we've, like, learned about, like, the culture and, like, the history of a lot of the countries that we've gone to. I cannot say the same for Latvia.
Except for Latvia. We learned absolutely nothing about Latvia. We did go to the KGB Museum.
We did.
That was, like, our one moment of culture before we immediately went to a bar and started drinking.
Yeah, I was like, that was, like, an hour and a half of, like, wow, ooh, this is really depressing. Let's leave and go put more alcohol in our bodies.
I don't think we had started drinking at that point. I think that was still our first stop of the day. We went and got crepes, which was lovely.
Oh, that was really good.
And then we went and went to the KGB Museum, got super depressed, and we were like, let's go get drinks.
Yeah. Guys, like, post-Soviet countries, like, it's some shit. That just sounds like the most privileged fucking, like, American thing to say. Like, that is, like, how I can encompass the feelings you get going through these countries. But it's really interesting, at least, like, architecturally, like, when you're, like, once you've been to a couple, you're just like, I know exactly, like, the kind of ground I'm standing on and, like, see the similarities between the cities. It's really interesting. So that's why, yeah, I would love to go back and actually, like, learn a little bit.
Actually, you know, see the city besides Shapar.
Mm-hmm. Guys, shout out to Shopbar. I don't know if they'll ever hear this. I would wish we could get a sponsorship from Shot Cafe.
Where did we go to Shot Cafe? We went to somewhere else and we went to Shot Cafe.
Okay, so it wasn't Shopbar. It was Shopbar in...
It was Shopbar in Latvia, but we have been somewhere else. Was it Copenhagen that we went to Shot Cafe?
No, because in Copenhagen...
No, Shopbar is in Helsinki. Mm-hmm. Shot Cafe is in Latvia.
In Latvia. Shout out to Shot Cafe.
Yeah, there we go.
Spent 3 hours there, drank a lot, and only, like, racked up a bill of, like, 16 euros per person after, like, several rounds of shots and maybe two or three mixed drinks per person.
Yeah. I think while we were in Riga, overall total, we spent something like 150 euro on alcohol, and that's saying a lot considering the fact that the drinks were like 2 to 3 euro each.
Yeah,
like, I just want to let that sink in terms of volume of what we were drinking while we were there.
Alyssa and Sal, night out, another round of G&T's. Are you done with your G&T? Let's go get another round of G&T's.
We've already had four more.
Another round, and then we're gonna go to the next bar. And then we'll order a G&T there.
But they were so cheap.
They were so cheap. Also, so another like looping back to how we met Spanish boy and Alyssa had her fantabulous night. We were trying to go to a gay club that I found on Google Maps.
Wasn't it also next to a sauna?
It was, yeah.
Next to a sauna. We were like, okay.
Yeah, we told the guy the address and like he said something to us, but we couldn't understand. We were like, no, just like take us there. And he did. And he was like, no, this place has been closed for years. And we're like, oh. And then like Alyssa did something so fucking ballsy. I'm just like, I don't know like how friendly people are towards LGBT citizens around here. But Alyssa just goes, you take us to a gay club?
Can you take us to a gay bar?
And he's just like, Golden? And we were just like, I mean, like, yes? Dude, like, just take us where...
Is that a gay bar?
Is that a gay bar? We'll go where you tell us to go.
We want to go to a gay bar. Golden. Okay, Golden. You're going to Golden.
Oh, that was the best recommendation.
That club was 3 stories, right?
It was.
3 stories, like 4 different stages, 5 different stages.
Patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there was like a balcony. That's where I was talking to a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had multiple different performances that happened throughout the night in the various stages that they had, too.
Yeah. It was. We had a ton of fun, and the place was, like, empty. I can only imagine what it's like when it's packed.
Well, I mean, to be fair, capacity for that place, it has to be a couple of hundred. Like, I mean, it was huge. It's hard to fill a place like that.
Yeah,
I
it was
mean,
also February.
Everyone in Riga needs to be gay.
Gay.
Fill that place.
Yeah, it's not a big place. Not a big place at all.
Mm.
How's your monster?
Giving me life.
Giving you life.
Yeah, but compared to our other gay bar experience in Copenhagen with My Fair Ladies.
So, yes. Oh my God. Copenhagen still my favorite place. Like, I had a really good time in Krakow. And like,
say
feel
Krakow
like.
Again.
Say Krakow again. Krakow. Krakow.
Great.
Like, I want to go back to Krakow and see more.
I
but
do too.
Copenhagen has been just like the peak of my experiences. And My Fair Ladies had a lot to do with it. Well, Tivoli Gardens and War Pigs.
Yeah.
Oh. And then our like beautiful boat ride along the canal.
Yeah.
Everything just lined up that weekend.
It really was a very easy and eventful vacation.
Yeah.
I liked that.
So good.
My Fair Ladies was definitely my favorite part.
Yeah. I have one friend who moved to Copenhagen for about a year, who, when I said I was going to Copenhagen, reached out with a bunch of recommendations. And this man, also being a gay man, was just like, here's a bunch of different places you could go to. He's like, there's this one called, he just wrote My Fair Ladies and just wrote Show Tunes Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I mean, Alyssa and I, that is what we do. So we were like, Show Tunes Bar. Walk in, friendliest staff.
The friendliest. They immediately, they asked how many were in our party, and we said just the two of us. And they were like, all right, great. We've got just the spot for you. We've been waiting for you all night. Everything else is reserved, but you two can be right here. And so, yeah, we had that perfect view of the bar. We got to see really pretty much the entire rest of the bar, this tiny bar. I mean, it was only like, what, 20 feet by 20 feet. It was tiny as hell. But still, you could see the entire bar, and you could also see all of the TVs that had all the show tunes on them. Like, it was just perfect.
Yeah. Ugh.
And we had great service. Another round of G&Ts.
Yeah. Another round of G&Ts. So great. I'm guessing he was the owner, the guy who kept coming over.
I would assume so.
But yeah, like our bartender, like just every time I stood up to go order a drink, he like signaled for me to sit down, and he would come over with his tray and ask us for an order, or he would just like signal with his finger, like, you guys want another round of whatever it was you were having? And we were like, yes, please, like let us just sit in this like little corner and sing our hearts out. And then there was that other really friendly Danish guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just came over and kept like dancing with us and like talking to us.
He was having a great time.
Yeah, I'm like, these are my people.
These are our people.
I found my spiritual equals.
It really was. And they had those lights.
Oh, the top hats.
Lights that they were just swinging When the music really got going, they would just start swinging all the... Oh my god, the atmosphere was just perfect.
Yeah, it cannot be replicated as much as... I feel like that is my, like... That is what would be, like, my dream retirement job, to, like, own a place like that.
Yeah, that would be lovely. You could open one in Helsinki. Helsinki needs it.
Yeah, they do need a show tunes bar.
They don't have anything like that.
Although the only other person I've met that's, like, Finnish that I know that likes show tunes is my friend Esteri that I met through the play that I did. She's very into musicals, which I think is awesome. I've been meaning to invite her over to, like, watch. Yeah. It's my main social outlet. Who wants to come over to my apartment and watch musicals?
I do.
Yes. Watch Passion.
Yeah. How many nights have I convinced you to just go home and watch musicals with me?
Multiple, but I don't know if it's like convincing. You just throw the idea into the wind and I'm like, yes, yes, what she just said.
I will have that.
I will happily pass up on a night of throwing away 100 euros on alcohol at a club or a bar and like then waking up with a killer hangover, losing most of my Saturday or Sunday, depending on the night we went out, to like sit back and like maybe have like a couple of glasses of wine and cry my eyes out.
Yes. Sounds like my perfect night.
Oh, the best. You, madame, make my life so good.
You make my life. Cheers.
Cheers.
Keepies.
Keepies. Today's salud. Finnish lesson is keepies, the equivalent of salud.
Salud.
Finnish salud. You make sure you hold eye contact when you say keepies.
Thing? Are you teaching me about Finnish culture right now?
Well, apparently you have to like maintain eye contact, otherwise it's like bad sex. You're like wishing bad sex on the other person.
I do remember that. It's been a while since I've been thinking about that. The Eastern Finland version of kipis is halakin kalakin.
Halakin kalakin.
Halakin kalakin. That's what the Savo.
What does it translate to, or does it
like mean? Bottoms up? I guess.
Oh. Halakin kalakin. Halligan Golligan.
Yeah. Alyssa, if you say that to Henry, he'll love you.
Will he?
He'll love you more than he already does.
Aww. Halligan Golligan. This is a reminder to future Sal.
Halligan
Golligan. Halligan Golligan. Guys, Finnish is a hard language.
So hard.
So hard. And Alyssa's a pro.
Toisi vaikea.
Toisi vaikea. Toisi hyvä. Toisi oko.
Ihan oko, that's all you need to know.
Toisi oko. Eitanan, satana.
Eitanan, satana. It's a very easy language to swear in.
Oh, yeah.
A very difficult language to speak
Bito. Perkele.
See, you got that.
See, I got it. I know how to swear in Finnish.
Yeah,
now,
that's all you need to know.
Ask me to make small talk with a Finnish person. Did I tell you, so I finally got my closet door replaced, so fun fact for all the listeners, my closet door has been broken for like 4 months, but I finally like got a handyman to come in, and I was telling Alyssa about how the handyman, when he arrived, like, we are very privileged in the fact that living here, like, most people speak English, and having been here a year and a half, I've only had a handful of encounters where the other person does not speak English or does not at least understand what I'm saying. And so when this handyman showed up, he did not speak or understand English very well. So communication was difficult. And just a reminder that I should put in more of an effort since I do live here and will be living here for a little bit longer. But I used Russian to get me through this encounter. So shout out to Pavo Husin, who a Finnish man who taught me Russian.
So proud of
in
you.
In my younger years. Yeah.
I didn't realize he was Finnish.
Yeah.
No.
So I learned Russian from a Finnish man named Pavo Husin. In our Russian class, we were all by Russian names, so he was Pavel in Russian class. But his wife was also my college counselor, Yulia, and she was Russian. So Finnish man married to a Russian woman.
Okay, that makes sense.
And yeah. So I love it. I love where I ended up. I'm like, well, now I live in Finland and I speak or could speak Russian once. But yeah, no, when I asked, because the Russian, or I think he was Estonian, but like spoke Russian, took the door to fix it. no contact from him for like a week and a half. And I was just, this man just took my closet door and I have no idea how to get it back.
No.
So I emailed the company that I used to get the handyman hired through from. And they were like, oh yeah, no, we can send him back today. But they sent me a different man. He had the door, but it was like a Finnish man that could like speak a little English. Iro.
But he did speak at least some English.
Yeah. Oh, so, but now my closet door is fixed. And yay. I was just like, yeah, that other guy was probably just like, this was way too difficult.
Yeah, no.
He was sitting here like,
broken Russian.
Yeah, I can't even remember. I understood it when he asked me, but he's like, когда ты здесь? Like, what time will you be here? Or something like that. And I just like, in broken Russian, was like, я здесь сегодня в... 19 часов. Me at home tonight. 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And he just kept like trying to explain things to me, and I was like, "Хорошо, хорошо." And that was all I could say.
No.
Oh.
You're proud of you for getting through that experience.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it helps me appreciate my parents a little more too.
Right.
My mom, when I told her that, she was like, "Now you know what like." The first several years of our lives were like...
when someone just walks in and needs to speak English to them and they can't speak it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They learned, though.
They did.
Did I tell you about my handyman experience?
No.
Before I moved out to Espoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I was still living in Helsinki, I woke up one morning to banging on my door. Like, just... straight up banging. Like, it was not polite knocking. It was like, there's something seriously wrong. And I couldn't hear anything. And I, like, wasn't really sure. And obviously, I'm just like, I just want to sleep. Like, I don't want to deal with this. So I just, like, basically pretend to fall back asleep. The banging doesn't stop. It just didn't stop.
Hmm.
And so eventually, I go up to the door. And I finally open it. And then this this Finnish man just in and just starts saying things that I can't even tell, and I'm like telling him like enpuku suomia, like I don't speak Finnish, like please, like English, like englantia, like whatever it takes to get him to speak English. He never spoke English to me. He was on the phone and he's just yelling like at his coworker on his phone, and he literally comes into my apartment, like doesn't even ask anything, just like walks past me and into my apartment. And I'm like, this is uncomfortable. Like, just a grown ass man walking into my apartment where I'm alone at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no. The only word I understood that he was saying was vesi, which means water. So, he ended up eventually, like, leaving after walking around my bathroom and my living room and then walking out and didn't say anything. I have no idea what happened, and I ended up having to email my landlord the next day and tell him what happened. It was just like, this happened, guy came in saying water, like, was there a water leak somewhere, like, why did he do this, what happened? And yeah, my landlord got back to me right away and was super pissed. He's like, yeah, he should not have done that, like, that was not okay, but yes, there's a water leak in your apartment, or in the apartment above you, and they were worried that it was gonna like leak into your apartment, and that's what happened. He was like, I'm shit. So sorry. And he's like, I told them that next time they have to call me if they're going to do that, and that they can't do that to my English speaking tenant.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
It was terrifying. It was horrifying, but I'm glad that I got through it. I just wish that he had spoke at least a little bit of English, just to be like, water leak or something.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, just something. Don't
water leak. Pipe broke. Broke pipe. Broke water.
Vesi riki.
Ya te lo kone on riki.
Yeah, key phrase for living in Finland.
Yeah, tervetulo makarin. Ya te lo kone on riki. I am so ready to work at McDonald's.
Backup job. When nothing else works here.
Sal at McDonald's. Oh my god. That's crazy. Although, like, you do not want water damage, though. So I guess it was, like, good that he, like, ran in there. Because, like, water damage was what resulted in my, like, 6 months of construction.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because a pipe broke in not even my apartment. The apartment above mine. They ruined my life. They're a life ruiner. They ruin people's
lives.
good times. Well, we're at like 40 minutes. I think we're doing pretty good for first time. Well, this has been great. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining me on the premiere of whatever it is this show is going to turn into.
I love it.
I loved it, too. You were a marvelous guest.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. Tune in next time. I don't know when next time is. I'll have to figure out what a schedule will look like for recording these things and probably find a more structured way to do this. But I had a really good time, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Peace out.